Fan Show, Thursday, 7 p.m. on CJSF 90.1 FM with your host, DJ Medi. Hey, that's me. We'll be interviewing fans, musicians from all genres and all languages, and other talents too, like photographers and videographers. We'll check out local businesses, cheap eats, and yummy treats. And also events that are happening or are not happening around town. And places to go and get some fresh air. Go for a walk. And places that are still open and you can go for a shop. Although we focus on East Van, we'll be making friends everywhere and anywhere. Hi! We'll chat with skateboarders, athletes, dancers, artists, chefs, bakers, tailors, comedians, hey, you name it, we want it. See a familiar face or a familiar place right here on the Wham Bam East Van Show. Welcome to the Wham Bam East Van Show. I'm your host, DJ Medi, and we're broadcasting from Simon Fraser University on unceded Coast Salish territory in beautiful Burnaby, BC, which includes the Squamish, the Musqueam, the Coquitlam, the Ketse, and the Tsleil-Waututh Nations. All right, today we have several people coming up brand new to the station. Please introduce yourselves.
Hi, I'm Mina.
Hi, I'm Zosha.
Yes, and tell me about all the things that you like.
Oh dear, I like a plethora of things. A lot of like indie cartoons like The Amazing Digital Circus are things that I am interested in. And
I like Helva Boss and such. Yeah.
Yeah, she loves Vivzy Pop. It's a problem.
No, it's not!
I'm going to ban her from Vivzy Pop very soon.
Okay, and how do you two know each other?
Middle school. I was like new to the school, so was she. And we... Like, I met a friend in my grade 6 class. She was a year older than me, so she knew, like, she had, like, our group already. So she once took me outside, and I saw all of them, and that's where I met Mina.
Yeah, and it was the same thing for me, except my brother is, like, a year older than me. So he was the one who sort of, you know, set up the entire group and was like, hey, Mina, meet all of these people.
Awesome. And you have, do you have cats?
Yes, very many. I have a cat named Chuya. We just signed off one of our cats, though, Jupiter, sadly. My Flame Point Siamese, Callie.
Yeah.
I have a calico named Stormy. And I have another cat at my dad's house. Her name's Mira. And then I have another tabby orange cat at my dad's house as well, named Eddie, after Ed Sheeran, because he's a junior.
Oh, nice. Ed Sheeran. Okay. And do they do any tricks?
No.
Okay. Just
meow.
Just snuggle and meow. Okay.
Hey, Lydia, since you're on a radio show, wouldn't this be a great time to advertise the fact that you are selling a bunch of kittens?
Way too many. Please buy some kittens.
What? Okay. That's amazing. So where can people, like, find these kittens? Where can they get a hold of you?
They can get a hold of my mom at 778-888-5156.
Oh, my goodness.
They're all orange tabbies.
They're all so adorable.
Yes,
I call one of them Acrocat because I see it constantly trying to run out of its cage, and it's so adorable.
Very adorable and annoying and meows all the time.
Okay.
And but very touchy, I will say.
Listen, my cat is annoying and meows all the time, too, but I'm not always complaining.
Complaining all the time?
Listen, I only complain when she's biting my toes at 3 in the morning.
All right. Okay, and we're going to play a song, Mitski. Tell me about how do you know Mitski?
Well, it's hard to, like, remember how I found her because it was so long ago. But, like, I think I found her on TikTok, most places where people find the music.
Yes.
And I was introduced to me and my husband and Washing Machine Heart. And since then, I've grown to know more of her music and, like, at least most of her music that she puts out. And... hoping one day she'll go on tour.
Yeah, for sure. Tell me about this song that you requested. What's it called?
Goodbye, My Danish Sweetheart. And I don't really know the backstory behind it,
yeah.
But it has like a sweet undertone to it, and it's just a nice song to listen to at times.
All right, and we're going to hear it right here on CJSF 90.1 FM.
There's nobody better than you. It took me a while till I knew. But you knew from the start it was us, didn't you? It just took me a while till I knew. Study a blank wall. Would you spare me your voice if I call? 'Cause you waited and watered my heart till it grew. You just grew a little smarter too. Sure that you've seen what it's done to my heart, but it's kept me from falling apart. Now here I lay as I wonder about you. Would you just tell me what I'm meant to do? 'Cause I've waited and watered my heart till it grew. You can see how it's blossomed for you.
We are back. And sorry, Lydia, but you had a nickname. It was Zosha, right?
Yes.
And what do your friends call you?
They just call me Lydia.
Oh, okay. I thought you had a nickname to Zosha.
No.
Oh, dear.
Some call me Lids. I have an old friend that used to call me Ladidi.
Uh-huh. Ladidi.
Yeah. Oh, that's cute, too.
I just simply call her Lid, and I was texting her like, Lid, get outside. We're picking you up.
Right. Yeah. And you have a nickname as well.
I mean, not necessarily. I mean, some people have called, one of my friends called me Mimi.
Uh-huh.
But
I
my
call you meaner.
Meaner, yeah.
Or mineral water, my brother calls me. Yeah. But my online alias is known as Cheesy Ramen.
That's
so
right.
If you want to find me, that's my TikTok username.
That's right. Yes, yes. And you have a website. Is that correct?
I tried to make a website, mm-hmm. and I called it And I, sorry, she's whispering in my ear holes, but I tried to make a website and I would call it Ramen Doodles, and I got my name by just mixing my big thing, which is cheese, mm-hmm. and then my website name, which was Ramen, and Cheesy Ramen is actually a thing that me and my brother enjoy to eat a lot.
Love it.
They
okay.
once came to my house and made Cheesy Ramen, and they burnt some milk on the bottom of my pot.
What? Oh, who had to clean that?
My dad's girlfriend.
Oh, no. Okay.
My apologies, by the way.
Yes. And do you play bass or guitar or what? I saw a picture of you with like a instrument.
I play a lot of instruments. Mm. I have an electric guitar that I only recently got an amp for. I play, I like playing songs like September and Velvet Ring, I think it was. And I also play a lot of other instruments. When I started playing instruments, I started in junior band on clarinet.
Yeah.
And I learned flute this year, and I'm like sort of self-teaching myself all these other instruments like piano. I know some ukulele and mandolin. We have a family mandolin.
Wow.
So
a family mandolin. So your whole family, right? Because I think I know your uncle.
Oh, dear, yeah.
Yes. And I think he's in a band or he teaches music.
He does.
In Alberta, was it? Or is Edmonton?
Yeah.
Okay, great. So tell me about your song pick because I love it. And a lot of people love this song.
Yes. Chop Suey by System of a Down. I don't really know the meanings to a lot of my songs because, unlike my mother, I listen to it for the musical sounds. And I was basically just looking through my playlist, very, very desperately trying to look for something that was PG. And System of a Down, even though my mother doesn't like it that much, I love it.
Perfect. Okay, we're going to play that right here on CJSF. Are back with Mina,
oh, yeah.
Lydia, and we have someone else joining us, Maya. Maya, say hello.
What's up? It's me, actually.
Yes.
What?
And they do impressions. So, yes. Who wants to go first, Mina or Maya? Because they both do impressions.
Hi. So, I can go first, if that's okay.
Sure.
So, I can do a Mickey Mouse impression.
Yes.
Hi, everybody. It's me, Mickey Mouse.
No, I'm Mickey Mouse.
Excuse me?
Yep. I'm Mickey Mouse. You're a liar.
I don't think you're supposed to be here, buddy.
Well, but you're here, and
hey!
They asked for a Mickey Mouse.
Yeah, but I'm Mickey Mouse.
I'm also Mickey Mouse.
No, you're not.
There's two Mickey Mouse. This is a Mickey Mouse battle happening right here on the Wham Bam East Side Show, folks.
I'm Mickey Mouse.
No, you're not. Yes, I am. Okay. Then why did I build my clubhouse based off of me?
Oh, shucks. He got me. I'm actually Tails.
See? I knew it. I knew it!
Where is Tails from, for people that don't know?
Sonic!
Yeah.
He's from many... I'm Tails. The impression I'm doing... I mean, I'm totally Tails. I'm doing, like, an older... Tails from the older games, sort of, which... to my friend Starkiller, he says, are the best, voices from Sonic, so...
I'm not talking to Sonic right now, I'm mad at him.
Why are you mad at Sonic?
Well, he came into my house, he took my fridge, not the food, he just took the entire fridge. And I asked him, why are you taking my fridge? And he was like, I'm hungry.
All right, guys, well, we got some more kids that are coming up on the mic here, so we got to switch up. All right, guys? So I know, and hopefully you guys can come back next week and we could do some more
on air.
All right, well, thank you so much for coming on the Wham Bam East Van Show. Wham Bam.
East Van.
Yeah, baby. All right, we're going to get to a break and we'll be back.
Is Bird Note. Imagine you're camping in the mountains, surrounded by pines, larch, and spruce. The very first bird you might see is a Canada jay as it boldly swoops down into your camp. This handsome jay has a smoky gray back and wings, silver gray underparts, a tiny black beak, and big black eyes that seem to miss nothing, especially food. But the one food Canada jays don't eat is conifer seeds. So why do they live in conifer forests? It turns out the jays hide food in conifer needles and tuck it under the bark of trees with their sticky saliva. Like other jays that cache food, Canada jays have terrific visual memories. They can find thousands of hidden tidbits months later. Canada jays are so good at storing up food, they even start nesting before the winter ends. The jays can feed their nestlings entirely from the food they've stored away. And unlike most other birds that nest in spring and summer, Canada jays spend that time caching food for the next winter. For Bird Note, I'm Mary McCann. Bird Note's newsletter delivers the wonder and joy of birds directly to your inbox. Sign up at birdnote.org to get a weekly preview of our shows, stories, photos, and more.
And we are back with some new kids on air. All right, please introduce yourself.
Yo, what's up? My name's Larry.
Woo!
Hey guys, I'm Garfunkel Diddy Pop.
It's me, Music Mickey.
Music Mickey, yes. All right. All right, and tell me a little bit about yourselves.
One of y'all want to go first?
You're going first.
Okay. You can call me Maya. You probably heard me from before. I like my hobby?
Mm-hmm, yeah.
I've been doing art about since I was born. Really into animation and stuff, too. And I recently started breakdancing, so that's something fun.
Oh, awesome.
Some of my hobbies... I do, like, martial arts. Like, I do taekwondo.
What belt are you?
I'm 3 away from black belt.
No.
So I'm red belt right now.
Oh, awesome.
He's really good at it.
I do piano.
Piano, yeah.
And then I just recently started doing boxing.
Did you just practice, or do you actually go in the ring with somebody?
I'm not at that level
yet. Not that level yet. Okay. All right. So who requested the song Willow?
That was me, Music Mickey.
Tell me about it.
I used to listen to this song a lot. I would go out in my patio because we live in a townhouse. I would go in my patio. I'd get a list of songs, and I'd just, you know, handstands, breakdance, do whatever I wanted out there. It was nice to have a list of songs that were kind of just uplifting. So I could listen to it and not get bored of it.
All right, let's hear it. Wait a minute.
Thank you.
That was Wait a Minute by Willow. All right. And I know you guys are listening on the radio right now, and you don't know what anybody looks like here. So you guys said Isaac looks like someone. Who does he look like?
Well, I'm pretty sure most of you have heard who Spider-Man is.
Mm.
There's a different version of him, Miles Morales.
Yes.
From Spider-Man Across the Spider-Verse. Our friend Isaac here looks almost identical to Miles Morales.
Yeah, practically.
To the point where he found, like, a comic that had a picture of Miles Morales' face.
Oh, wow.
And putting it side to side with Isaac's, it looked, like, the same. It was absolutely the same. It's crazy.
Identical twins.
Do you think you look like him? Is that your twin?
When I looked at the photo comparing my face to the comic, they look pretty similar.
Yeah.
Yeah. We got a celebrity.
Awesome. Yes, we love celebrities here at SFU. Okay, tell me about your song pick, Isaac.
The song I picked is Somebody That You Used To Know.
Mm.
Just popped in my mind, and I have a lot of memories in that song.
Yeah. All right, let's hear it.
Your friends collect your records and then change your number.
song, guys. All right. So how do you guys know each other?
So we all went to school together. Mm-hmm. Me and Isaac recently just graduated.
Yeah.
However, Elizabeth, she moved away in fifth grade.
Yeah.
You want to tell them why?
So after fifth grade, during the summer, I mentioned to my mom that I kind of felt like I wanted to learn French because I don't know what was wrong with my brain. And then my mom's like, okay, you're going to this other random school now because that's the only other school that has French immersion that's an elementary school. So I'm like, okay, bro. and then she never gave me a choice. I was like, can I just stay at this school? Can I not go to that school? And then she's like, nah, you gotta go to this school now.
Okay, so can you speak French? Yeah. A little bit? Un peu? With say a little something. Maybe introduce yourself.
Je m'appelle I don't know if I should say. I'm just gonna say Elizabeth.
Yes.
J'ai 13 ans. Aussi, j'aime la couleur. Peut-être jaune, aussi un peu gris. Je ne sais pas pourquoi, mais juste gris. Je ne sais pas qu'est-ce que je peux dire parce que je ne sais pas.
Woo!
That's crazy. Yeah. I understood every word. No, yeah. I didn't.
Are you guys learning French too or no?
Yeah.
I mean, nobody really wants. So,
no,
like,
we don't want to. It's not like it's not optional.
I think we make it through the class and then we forget later.
Well, you never know. Like in the future, right? After you might need it for a job or something, like at the airport, or you never know, right? I'm just saying, just in case, maybe just learn a language. Yes. Okay. So tell me about this next song that we're gonna play, Alien Stage.
So it's called All In, mm-hmm. but. It's Till's cover,
yep.
Not Huna's. Huna is the original cover. So Alien Stage is, you can say, some sort of mini show, I
guess. Like indie animation on YouTube.
Yeah, and then you can find it on, it's on YouTube, and it's called Alien Stage. So, yeah, that's all I'm going to say.
Okay, 반항해도 소용은 없을 거야. 철이 없는 바보들의 행진이야. 끝없이 이어지는 환호와 박수, 점점 더 커지는 노래소리 들려 성원을 채워. Yeah, we're so far, hey, chicken, break up. 이 나은 은하를 향해 지치 한 번. Yeah.
All right, we're going to get to a segment from John in the House, and then we'll be back. We'll see if we get some more impersonators here.
Thank you, DJ Maddie. And I welcome our guest hosts in training, the kids, into the studio tonight. Have a good show. This is John in the House's weekly segment called What Is On in Live Music Entertainment in Vancouver this week from Thursday, July the 10th through to Thursday, July the 17th. In the background, we have Canadian professional singer-songwriter, actress, author, Evelyn Kay singing. She is a pop musician and she writes for both children and adults. The first song is called Light Break from the album Melodies of the Enchanted Realm, released in 2025. And the second song we'll listen to is Call to Freedom from the album Ballad of the Forgotten Realm, 2025. She has some shows coming up in Maple Ridge. In Studio Productions presents Evelyn Kay's Enchanted Music Festival for Little Stars at Maple Ridge's Memorial Peace Park Bandstand. This is a free community event for families every Friday from 5 to 9 p.m. starting on July 25th through to August 29th. And enjoy some family music. Visit instudio-productions.com for more information. For future shows at instudio-productions.com/upcoming-events/. Enjoy the beautiful music of Evelyn Kay. Well, what is on Facebook events this week? This Sunday at 7 p.m., Verbum with Stortogen, Deathbound, Killing Twins, July 13th at the Cobalt, 917 Main Street. This Saturday at 7 p.m., live music, Blackburn Brown at the Red Truck Beer. This Saturday at 10:30 p.m., Vibe at Cabana Lounge, 1163 Gravel Street. This Thursday, July the 10th through to the July 11th, Tom Morello, two shows at the Commodore Ballroom. Next Tuesday, July 15th at 7 p.m., The Weeknd plays in Vancouver at the Vancouver Whitecaps Gigs. This Thursday, July the 17th at 7:30 p.m., Joshua Lim with Sam Wallace and Steve Summers at the Blarney Stone in downtown Vancouver. Thursday, July 17th, 8 p.m., The Baggage Train with Garrett Band, Cham Adam, 932 Granville Street. This Friday at 7 p.m., Sours with The Twitch and Cobra Sniper at the Portside Pub. This Friday at 7 p.m., Gorillas in the Mist with Nomar Dansky at the Fox Cabaret. This Friday at 5 p.m., Dino at Red Truck. Go check out Dino's show. He's just an amazing musician. This Friday at 7 p.m., Baron with Retrofit at 932 Granville Street. Tonight at 9:30 p.m., Ground Up featuring Brown Paper Bag at number 1 Alexander Street. This Saturday at 10 p.m., Christine Lee at 1 Alexander Street. This Friday at 10 p.m., The Rubber Band at number 1 Alexander Street. This Friday, July 11th, 9:30 p.m., Cancun Fridays at the Red Room. Well, that looks about it for Facebook events this week. Let's move on to the fabulous Roxy Cabaret. Today, Thursday, July the 10th, Dallas Alexander with Riley Anderson. Doors at 8 p.m., $12 in advance, $15 at the door. Friday, July the 11th, Baron with Retrofit. Doors at 7 p.m., $12 in advance, $16 at the door. All proceeds go to the band's admission for the entire night, 19 plus for entry. Saturday, July the 12th, Broadway Sing Along. Doors at 7 p.m., show from 7:30 p.m. to 9:30 p.m., $12 in advance, $16 at the door. The first 50 people through the door will get a gift from our friends from Suntory-196. Sunday, July 13th. Well, everyone knows at the Roxy, they have country line dancing. Doors at 9 p.m. Line dancing starts at 9:30. Come down and learn to line dance with instructors and a live band. $6 advance, $8 at the door. Next week, Wednesday, July the 16th, Dylan Walker with Stashes Kiko, doors at 8 p.m., $12 advance, $15 at the door. Next Thursday, July the 17th, The Baggage Train, The Garrett Band, Cham Jam, doors at 8 p.m., $12 advance, $15 at the door. Well, that looks about it for the Roxy this week. If you go out and enjoy yourself this weekend, please leave your keys at home. Find alternative transportation to and from the event, but please do not drink and drive. This is John in the House's weekly show, What Is On? See you next week. Goodbye.
Goodbye. Thank you, John in the House. And who's on the mic today?
Hi, I'm Shooter.
Hi, it's me, Mickey. I'm back. But you guys miss me, huh? I'm also, I brought my buddy here. You guys probably know who he is. This is Donald. I think he's a little sick right now. Don't mind that. Donald, do you want to say anything to the public? Yep. That's great advice, Donald. Thank you.
He's definitely sick. Okay. Yeah. All right, guys. Tell me about who is DJ Googs.
DJ Googs is Isaac's god sister?
Yes.
Yeah. Okay. She is a 5-year-old, very energetic, even though I've only known her for a little bit.
Yeah.
She's very talkative and funny, so.
And maybe she's listening right now in the car.
I think she is.
Awesome. Hi. Okay, and tell me about, this is one of her favorite songs.
This song, How It's Done, is from a popular movie that just came out recently called K-Pop Demon Hunters. Personally, it's also my favorite and hers. We were replaying it, like, earlier. It's quite upbeat, and she really seems to like it.
Yes, and then after this, maybe we'll talk about more movies.
Exactly.
Here it comes.
You came at a bad time, but you just crossed the line. You want to get wild? Okay, I'll show you wild. We're going to come right, but I'm not trying to get into a level. Because my diet of the time, trying to start a battle. Bleeding is in my blood, that's a good part that I love. Logging you out like a lullaby. Hear the sound in your mind. Better sit down for the show, cause I'm gonna show you how it's done, done, done. Hot tricks, don't miss how it's done, done, done. Hot tricks, don't quit how it's done, done, done. Run, run, we run the town. Whole world playing outside. Turn it up, it's hot tricks, show this how it's done, done, done.
Yeah, this plane's trashed.
Okay, let's do this.
Yeah, something about when you come from the crowd that's so humble and high. Come to you bigger than a bunch of continue with Adrian, your pookie hair boy. Nothing to us, one of your donuts, we come up from sun up to sun up, so come out to play. Want it away, we want it a million, we kill it, but really you want it okay. Heels, nails, blade, mascara. Outfit check for neck pump error. Need to be my face, make it cute and savage. Mirror, mirror on my phone, who's the baddest?
Hello.
Knocking you out like a lullaby. How it's done, done, done. Oh,
It's Done, yo. All right. Okay, and we are back, and we're going to talk about Minecraft, the movie.
Yep.
Okay, so all of you, you watched it?
I have. Yeah.
How many times?
Once.
Once, yeah. What about for people who don't play the game? Is it worth watching?
I think that it's a pretty good movie overall, but if you want like a full lore-based type movie, then I don't think the Minecraft movie is good for those type of people that are like super serious about the Minecraft lore.
Mm-hmm.
Because it's all like fun and jokes, right?
Mm-hmm. I've been a big Minecraft kid since I was younger. It's been a part of my childhood that I made a lot of memories with my friends, like you guys.
Education.
Yeah.
Minecraft education, oh what?
So the movie itself, it's good. I like the comedy. I like the theme overall. But I feel like if you're going for like the nostalgia that Minecraft itself actually has, like, you know, just the basics of the game, this movie felt more of just like a way to entertain more of the younger audience of kids, if that makes sense.
Yeah,
it was very like bubbly.
Chicken jockey.
Okay. It was very bubbly, like very like Steve fun and jokes, chicken. Like that kind of stuff. So
yeah, and you said Jack Black is in it.
Jack Black is in it, and he does a very good like Jack Black's performances are always awesome, in my opinion.
Perfect. Okay, and we're going to play a Korean song next, and this is Ni, Isaac's mom. She's in the car, probably listen, and she requested Mamamoo. Do you guys know who Mamamoo is?
No. I do,
yeah?
Actually. Yes.
Okay, yeah.
Like a lot. Yeah. She plays it like on loop.
Yeah, this is for Ni, and she went to Van Tech, and she is like an East Vanner, yo. This one's called Hip.
I don't wanna be smart, gym, 내 맘대로 걸어. Kick it. 머리, 어깨, 무릎, 다 hip it. Do it like me, do it, 나를 따라. Hey, kick it. Clap and clap and 모두 같이 hip it. Action, yeah. Gentle, click me,
that song was over. Okay. So, Isaac, okay. You said you wanted to announce something.
Talk about your ad.
If anyone plays Roblox.
Yes.
My username.
Yes, what's your username?
EpicMan_EW. If you look on the games folder, I have a game that I'm kind of updating, but I just want some people's opinions on it. It's called Baby War. The Baby War.
I find it awesome.
Amazing, guys. 10 out of 10.
You're a baby punching other babies.
we don't, this doesn't mean we're promoting violence. It's
Don't punch other babies in real life.
Not real life, only in game.
In game allowed, but in real life not allowed, guys.
Yeah, so that's my game.
Awesome. Okay, and tell me about this song called Skilo. The song's called I Wish by Skilo.
I chose this one. So, I really liked this song. There's a popular line that was around, floating around, like, internet and just in general at the time. It was like, I wish I was a little bit taller. I wish I was a baller. That was a popular internet meme for a while. But it was a different song, but this original song I find is just, again, very hyped, like, hyped song, very feel good. I really like just listening to it when I'm, like, walking or just going anywhere or doing something.
Hello? I wish I was a little bit taller. I wish I was a baller. I wish I had a girl who looked good, I would call her. Wish I had a rabbit in a hat with a bat and a 6-4 baller. I wish I was like 6'9" so I could get with Leoshi, cause she don't know me, but yo, she's really fine. You know, I see her all the time, everywhere I go, and even in my dreams, I can scheme a way to make her mine. Cause I know she's living fat, her boyfriend's tall, and he plays ball, so how am I gonna compete with that? Cause when it comes to playing basketball, I'm always last to be picked, and in some cases, never picked at all. So I just lean up on the wall, or sit up in the bleachers with the rest of the girls who came to watch they man ball. Dag y'all, I never understood black, while the jocks get the fly girls, and me, I get the hood rats. I tell them scat, skittles, kabobble. Got hit with a bottle, but you're in a hospital for talking that mess. I confess it's a shame when you living in a city that's the size of a box and nobody knows your name. Glad I came to my senses, like quick, got sick to my stomach. Overcome it by thoughts of me and her together, right? So when I asked out, she said I wasn't a type. I wish I was a little bit taller, I wish I was a baller. I wish I had a girl who looked good, I would call her. Wish I had a rabbit in a hat with a bat. I wish I was a little bit taller, I wish I was a baller, I wish I had a girl who looked good, I would call her. Wish I had a rabbit in a hat with a bat and a 6-4 ball. I wish I had a brand new car, so far I got this hatchback, and everywhere I go, yo, I get laughed at. And when I'm in my car, I'm laid back. I got an 8-track and a spare tire in the backseat, but that's flat. And do you wanna know what's really whack? See, I can't even get a date, so what you think of that? I heard that prom night is a bomb night with a hood ratchet and old type of Rito. Figaro, when in my car, I can't even get a hello. Well, so many people wanna cruise Crenshaw on Sunday. One day I'ma have to get in my car and go. You know, I take the 110 until the 105. Get off on Crenshaw, tell my homies look alive. Cause it's hard to survive when you're living in the concrete jungles and these girls keep passing me by. She looks fly, she looks fly. Make me say, my, my, my. I wish I was a little bit taller. I wish I was a baller. I wish I had a girl who looked good, I would call her. Wish I had a rabbit in a hat with a bat and 6-4 baller. I wish I was a little bit taller. I wish I was a baller. I wish I had a girl who looked good, I would call her. Wish I had a rabbit in a hat with a bat and 6-4 baller. I wish I was a little bit taller. I wish I was a baller. I wish I was a little bit taller. I wish I was a baller. I wish I was a little bit taller, y'all. I wish I was a baller. I wish I was a little bit taller. I wish I was a baller. Hey, I wish I had my way, cause every day would be a Friday, and you can even speed on the highway. I would play ghetto games, name my kids ghetto names. Little Mookie, Big Al, Lorraine. Yo, you know that's on the real. So if you down on your luck, you should know just how I feel. Cause if you don't want me around, see I go simple, I go easy, I go Greyhound. Hey, you, what's that sound? Everybody look what's going down. Ah, yes, ain't that fresh? Everybody wants to get down like that. Wish I was a little bit taller, I wish I was a baller. I wish I had a girl who looked good, I would call her. Wish I had a rabbit in a hat with a bat.
I wish I was a little bit taller. I wish I was a baller. I wish I had a girl with a good, I would call her. I wish I had a rabbit in a hat with a bat and a 6-4 quarter.
Yeah, I wish I was taller too, right?
For real. All my friends are taller.
You wish you were also a baller.
Right, right. Exactly. You know what I'm talking about. Okay. All right. And Mina has been kind of diddling around with the guitar, right? And you try and play something.
Yeah. I mentioned earlier that I know how to play Velvet Ring. Mm-hmm. And my friend here is begging me. My friend who I just met has begged me to play that. So I'm going to...
Yeah.
I'm gonna hope that I can put this close enough to the microphone.
Yes. Oh, go for it.
Too bad.
We love you, Lydia. It's okay.
We do love you.
It just repeats like that over and over.
Oh, yeah, I know, right? That is amazing.
Oh, my God. Thank you, guys.
Yay. Yay, guys. Okay, this is so much fun, guys. But look, it's time to go. I can't believe it.
No.
And I'm going to see if you guys come back next week. We're going to find out who comes and who doesn't. It's all up to you. There's no pressure, okay, guys? You're
too lazy.
You're too lazy.
I am. I'm not real.
All right, guys. Thank you so much for coming on the Wham Bam East Van Show. Wham Bam.
East Van.
Yeah, baby. And we're going to end with Gotta Get It, Girl by EVK.
Go get it, girl. Go get it, girl. Go get it, girl. Go get it, girl. Oh, it's a grind. Look and you will find.
love it. Yeah, that was EBK. Gotta get it, girl. Thank you so much for tuning in. Thank you, John in the house. And thanks to all of my special guests, the kids, who are basically teenagers, tweens, teens, whatever. All right. And of course, the parents who allowed them to participate. If anyone listening out there, if you are interested in radio, we are a volunteer, nonprofit run community radio station. Anyone can volunteer. You do not have to be an SFU student. And with that being said, I am reaching out because I need help on my show. And if you know any kids, especially from East Van, I'd love to train them because I am super behind on posting some of my amazing guests on social media. And I really and sincerely do apologize for the delay. Next week, we'll be live in the studio and we're going to talk about summer. And we plan to have a special guest. And maybe I'll get the kids to ask the questions. Interview training, right? Okay, stay tuned for the next show. This is DJ Mehdi signing out. Bye.